To close our show today, George Meyer, who's an executive producer of The Simpsons, told us about his collection of space memorabilia.
Space memorabilia is an odd phrase. To me, the space program still seems futuristic. 40 years after the first manned flight, and 34 years after Don Knotts starred in The Reluctant Astronaut.
First aid separating.
As a kid, this film inspired me. If bureaucratic errors could send a bumbling custodian into orbit, there was hope for a preteen from Arizona.
Hello! Hello down there! She broke! She broke! I found a big hunk fall off!
Take it easy, Roy. Take it easy.
But life had other plans for me, so now I content myself with mementos of space travel. My first collectibles were signed photos of Yuri Gagarin, the first human in space. He's been described as an uncomplicated man with a fondness for good times and women. I have a shot of him at the beach with his arm around two girls. There's also a picture of Gagarin with Fidel Castro. The two appear tipsy, and they're wearing each other's hats. Then there's my darling, darling Valentina Tereshkova. In her enormous, clunky helmet, the first woman in space looks sturdy and sweet, with a captivating lunch lady face. Valentina, for that is what I call her, orbited the Earth 48 times, then got hitched to a fellow cosmonaut, Nikolaev. Do I resent him? No. Do I have her signed wedding photo? You know I do. It warms me to think that this cherub-cheeked cutie is out there right now, living her Russian life. Moscow is unloading some fascinating treasures these days. Hanging in my kitchen is the hatch cover from Soyuz 3. In English and in Russian, it reads, "Help! Man inside!" An arrow points to the hatch key. The idea was if the capsule were to land in a wheat field, the startled farmer could twist it open like a sardine can. But it's not all cosmonauts. I also dig NASA's cool cat, Alan Shepard, who hit golf balls on the moon. He secretly practiced his swing after work wearing the full suit with oxygen tanks. The ultimate prize, the actual six iron he used, is at the USGA Museum in Far Hills, New Jersey. I plan to steal it in an Ocean's 11 style heist.
Gentlemen, I'd like you to meet the two experienced astronauts who will accompany the winner to space. Grace Banion and Buzz Aldrin, the second man on the moon.
Second comes right after first.
Buzz Aldrin is another favorite, especially since he played himself on The Simpsons.
Mission control, this is Corbear. Launch sequence initiated. All systems go.
Are we there yet? I'm thirsty.
So many of Colonel Aldrin's personal doodads come up for sale that I picture a very clean garage. You can buy his key to the city of Odessa, Texas, a check he wrote to the DMV, and his jacket from Planet Hollywood. The man is not clinging to the past. There's a magic word in space collecting, and that word is flown. Anything that was actually flown on a mission gets people revved up. A flown chess set, flown apricot pudding, a flown green plastic mermaid. Gordon Cooper flew into orbit wearing a yarmulke, or as the auction catalog helpfully adds, a Jewish skull cap. The first time I got my mitts on a flown item, a Soviet-stamped envelope, I gazed at it expectantly, waiting for it to dazzle me somehow, or perhaps even open up some kind of portal to another dimension. The envelope had traveled vast distances and been bombarded with who knows how many cosmic rays and astro particles. Yet it just sat there. Much of my collection just sits there. I have a little hunk of Skylab that landed in Australia. I have tiny squares of foil from Apollos 11, 13, and 14. And one huge thing, a control panel from a Soyuz TM series spacecraft. It features a twirling globe dealy that shows you what part of the Earth you're flying over. It doesn't work, though. It just sits there. A few years ago, I got outbid on a killer item, a dog spacesuit. Since then, my girlfriend Maria keeps mentioning how cool the dog spacesuit was. The thing is, I know it was cool. The next time she brings it up, I'm going to say, look, just let it go, okay? My latest obsession is rocket mail. In the 1930s, people thought it would be neat to deliver letters by missile. These pointy-nosed mailmen would often go haywire, starting fires or plunging into a lake. Very little rocket mail survives today, but since almost no one wants it, there's plenty to go around. One major collector was the ad man who created Snap, Crackle, and Pop. I just thought you should know. Space collecting is a strange hobby. I can't really explain why I paid good money for some old lighters that belonged to astronaut Dick Gordon. On the other hand, my friend Dave collects props from Star Wars. He gets all worked up over some fake helmet from a fictional movie. I mean, that's just nuts.
George Meyer writes for the television program The Simpsons.